guys, Rick and Duke, welcome to another episode of Warhog Words of Wisdom. This one here, we're going to talk about all the catfish out there, and I ain't talking about fishing in the ponds. So before we start, a little quick housekeeping. Guys, do us a huge favor, hit that subscribe button, hit that like button, leave us a rating review, all that other good stuff so we can boost this algorithm across all the different platforms we're on. Guys, don't forget, go to warhog.com, kellydefense.com. Make sure you guys sign up for our newsletters. And while you're there, click that button on our homepage. You'll see OTR training on demand. So we've got all kinds of stuff we're starting to load up on that OTR training site. So definitely, guys, go check that out. Last but not least, don't forget patreon.com/onTheRange podcast. Again, we got some training videos on there, but we got our bi-monthly Zoom calls with our patrons. It's really just a good place to chat, have a conversation, interactive with me and Mark, ask questions, figure out stuff. And man, it's just a great group to belong to. Don't forget, you can also check out our industry partners pages on both our sites, warhog.com and kellydefense.com. Boatload of savings on there with all kinds of our different industry partners, and stay tuned. We got more industry partners adding as we go, so more discounts for you, the viewer, listener. So I'm going to jump right in this thing. Let's talk about these catfish out there, right? Golly, man, they seem to be everywhere. So here's the thing. To me, the catfish come in numerous different shapes and sizes and everything else. So for the most part, people think of your classic catfish is that individual online, and that's a way. I think you can also have a catfish as a person that kind of, you know, suckers you for that personal relationship as well. But here's the thing, guys, right? I got to warn you, and man, I am seeing a burst for whatever reason of just fake either Warhog tactical stuff, Rick Hog stuff. I mean, it's just straight out blatant disregard. Copy and paste my stuff, stick it on there. I don't know what the backside, what they're doing. I don't know if it's one of these bot type deals. I don't know what their intent is, but I sit there and go, man, why don't you take a little bit of time and actually do something that's productive versus, you know, trying to steal other people's identity. And of course, you know, man, I've said it time and time again, you know, between Facebook, Instagram, what a joke, man. These platforms are an absolute joke because you sit there and report them. You're telling me that, again, I got it. You don't have an individual looking. You got it running through some algorithm or whatever crap they're doing on the backside. But hey, Zuck, why don't you clean your rubbish up, man? Once you sit there and all this crap you talk about reform and everything else, once you actually do it. So you send in all these requests, and typically what it is I got to thank you, you know, the viewer listener out there. You're the guys that sit there and give me a heads up. Hey man, is this you? It's like, nope. So I want to thank you guys, you know, for being, you know, kind of the guardians of the interwebs out there on that stuff, because trust me, I'm not out there searching all this stuff, and you guys are typically, they'll find followers, contacts, whatever it is, and they message you or do whatever. So appreciate your support on that one. But you got to be careful, man. You know, I've said it time and time again. Rick is not going to solicit you on IG for nothing, right? I may sit there and put a link to the website. I may do, you know, I might have interactions with you that way. Yes. But I'm not going to sit there and go, hey man, I'm down on my luck. You know, here's a prime example. So I get this DM the other day. Hey bro, I need your help. Okay. What's up, man? Man, I'm in a pinch and I need $100. You can Venmo me or Cash App or whatever, and I'll pay you back. And I'm just like, really, dude? So what I'm seeing is guys are getting their accounts hacked. Because here's the thing, if I'm going to ask somebody for money, I'm sure not going to do it via IG. It's like, hey, dude, let's have a conversation. Let me talk to you either via text, via phone. Phone would be ideal, right? In person would be the best, but I get it depending where they're at. But come on, man. You know, so just I caution you guys out there as far as these catfish go. and be leery, man. Raise an eyebrow, question. You know, you've got to almost question anything with almost everybody this day and age, right? Because it's going to kind of transition over to the second point that I'm going to hit on here a little bit. But I can't, I'll say this, guys, right? Make sure you're doing everything you can for your due diligence. You know, turn on your two-factor authentication so people can't, you know, easily hack you. You know, don't fall gullible for all this rubbish. Man, I just, hey, do you want this? Hey, do you want that? Hey, can you send me some money? Dude, get bent, man. You know, it's just catfish out there looking to sucker you. So tell your friends, tell your family, man, just be aware, you know, and that's why I'm not a super huge fan of the whole social thing, because it's unpoliced. It's just a cesspool for savages out there preying on people. And unfortunately, they're preying on those good hearted people who are like going to actually do something. And sit there and go, yeah, man, you're in a pinch. Cool. Here's some money. You'll never see it again. You know, even if that person is not even that person, right? Somehow they've either gotten hacked. They've got a bogus account. They've done something. Just please listen to me. Caution. Caution number one. The second thing I'm going to bring up, and reason why I'm kind of knocking this one out, you know, I had a buddy of mine reach out. We were kind of chatting. And, you know, long story short, he got kind of catfish, not so much in the way of took monetary, anything monetary from him, but it was more, more an attack towards, I don't want to say an attack, but more just suckered him, for who he is as a person. So this said individual, you know, had a quasi relationship, you know, but then all of a sudden it's kind of the story start getting deep. And, you know, there's a bunch of name dropping. Dude, does Rick drop names? I kind of drop the names of my friends, I guess, when I'm talking to people. You know, yeah, I'm friends with so-and-so. Or if it even needs to come up, right? I don't want to say a name drop, right? I'm Rick Hogan. It's like, dude, you guys kind of know my circle. But anyway, you know, it was kind of some name dropping. I know this guy and that guy and yada, yada, yada. Okay, cool. You know, so they had a relationship going. They had a mutual thing they were doing in common and building that relationship. Then it's like, hey, let's go out to this place, you know, or not to this place, but like to this event. And then now we're interacting with people. So now you're kind of with this individual. And again, he's just kind of dragging your reputation to the mud because you're associated with him and he's either out telling lies or telling stories or who knows what. So the catfish, you know, yes, he didn't get taken for anything monetarily. He didn't get taken for any items. But man, your reputation, that's huge, you know. So now if you're running with the wrong company and next thing you know, they're telling lies, doing whatever, and you're with them, man, you're almost as guilty, if not more, you know. It's like we kind of talked about there's a couple people, there's basically two types of people in your life. Those that are putting wind in your sail and helping you for propulsion, you know, in this thing called life. And there's those boat anchors, right? That are weighing you down and not helping you in that journey. They're just holding you in a place. Dude, cut those boat anchors away, man. So I would just say, you know, be leery. I got it. I'm not saying don't go out, don't go make friends, don't go chat with people. But there comes a point, you know, if you meet an individual and they're name dropping. Why are we name dropping? What's it matter, right? Let's be an honest broker. It's cool if you go, hey, you know, so-and-so, I got it. Cause you're trying to go, hey, do you know him? Maybe I haven't, you know, seen or talked to or whatever in a while. I get it. That's cool. But I know so-and-so and I know so-and-so and I know, whoopee dang, man, you know? But just if I would say, if somebody wants to name drop, number one, Spidey Sense, be tingling going, okay, cool. Why are they doing that? And then depending what you're looking to do with those individuals, you know, all right, cool. You're going to go to an event, man, you're kind of there. Just be careful. You know, hopefully you've done your due diligence beforehand. I say that just because, like I said, my buddy called me up and he's like, hey man, you know, he wanted to hear it from me first versus, you know, somebody else calling, which is spot on of him, you know, and he at least identified the problem. It was kind of like, day late, dollar short. thought everything was good prior to. And then here you are at this event. You got somebody name dropping, acting the part of a fool, and almost perpetrating a fraud. So again, wasn't taken monetarily, but you got to think, man. Eek. I don't know. I caution guys out there, right? I talk to people. I want to give everyone the benefit of the doubt until you do something to prove otherwise. At least that's the way that Rick looks at it. You know, you got to be careful, even with people telling you, you know, so-and-so's reputation or so-and-so. Okay. Is it one that's jaded, right? Because people like to throw people under the mud or under the bus and sling mud. And I'm like, all right, is this a legit deal, or are you just saying it to say it because you don't like said person or you got to beef with them or whatever? So, man, when you look at life, people make it more complicated than what it needs to be. So do this, guys. Here's kind of my words of wisdom. On the interwebs, I would not take faith of anyone reaching out via the internet and saying, hey, man, what's up? I got an email, maybe, if you know that person, but I would turn around. I would follow it up with a phone call if it's me. So if it's somebody near and dear to me, they're in the Rolodex and we got the number, that to me should be a phone call we have, not, hey, man, especially Cash App and Venmo or whatever else they're asking. Come on, dude, you know. That throws red flags right there. You know, and then the second thing is just, you know, if you're building new relationships, you got a person that's name dropping, just kind of be careful, man. Sort it out. Not saying because somebody name drops, you know, totally disregard, but just be aware of that situation. So you want people in your life that's going to enhance you. That's the biggest thing. You want people that's going to help you along this journey. And at the end of the day, it's a great ride to be on, you know, without a doubt. And especially when you got a good circle that runs with you, man, it's even better. So kind of in closing, guys, do me a huge favor. You know, just be aware, be smart, but also be dialed into On the Range podcast. So hit that subscribe button of whatever platform you're doing. Of course, if you're driving, don't be doing that. Wait till you stop at that safe point. If you listen to different platforms, hit them all, man. Leave us a rating review. I don't care if it's a thumbs up emoji, leave us something. Don't forget warhog.com, kellydefense.com, OTR training on demand on both of our homepages. Go check that out. Don't forget to sign up for our newsletters. And I got it. You guys are going, man, Rick's letting me slide without the accountability. Au contraire, mo frere. Here we go. Don't forget your accountability check, right? So if you're that armed civilian, sitting there getting your dry fire, live fire in. And if the answer is no, you're still awake. There's still hours in the day. Don't wait till tomorrow. Do it today. Just make sure you got a plan for it. In turn, hopefully you got your workout in. If you didn't, get her done. Same thing. Have a plan with your workout. Just don't arbitrarily show up and go, I'm going to do something. No. Have your notebook. Write that stuff down. You know, what'd you do for that act of kindness? And don't forget, what are we grateful for? Man. Grateful just to be alive today, man. That's a powerful thing. Don't waste the day. Make the max of it. Don't forget, check on your buddies. You know, if you haven't talked to somebody in a while, shoot them a text, give them a call. Just check in. Hey, man, how's everything going? And life will be that much easier. So in closing, guys, you know, crush the day, crush the week, crush the month, crush the year. You know, 1% better every single day. That's all we can ask for. So God bless you. God bless your family. God bless our troops. And God bless the United States of America.